Ding.
Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Oh. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Max, are you there? Come in, Max.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can. What's up, y'all?
You know.
Give me a bit of gas there. There you are.
Oh, can you hear me?
I've got you. We've got you. You're all right.
Are we sounding okay on your end?
Have you got us?
You're sounding great, actually.
Okay, good.
Now, Max from Soaked Oats.
You're sounding best.
You've just moved up to Auckland.
I have.
Why on earth have you done that?
Love.
COVID-19.
Yeah. Fell in love. Love that. You know, you can't beat that.
Oh, okay. I found yourself a little partner up here. Staked a little claim, so to speak.
She staked the claim.
Strong.
So you've just come off the back of 7 years in Dunedin.
Yeah.
With no girlfriend at all, and found yourself, and you come up here and found a
dip my toes in Auckland for one moment, and
you're trapped. The borders
guess
have been
how to get the rest of you, right?
Mm. Oh, you'll love it up here, mate. There's so much to do. You'll be able to I'm sure the band will be up here all the time, trying to sleep on your lounge, whatnot.
Well, now we've got a little base in, you know, we've got a little base in Christchurch, a little base in
That's Dunedin. Strong. True.
Where's everyone spread? Is Oscar in Wellington?
No, he's in Christchurch.
He's in Christchurch.
Yeah, and Oscar and Henry and Connor are in Dunedin.
Okay.
But, you know, they'll be up here soon.
You reckon?
I reckon.
You're trying to set them up with your partner's mates?
Yeah, I don't know how their partners would feel about that. You can only try these things out.
Hey, Max, do you just want to give us a quick little history lesson on Soaked Oats? How did you guys get together?
Good question, actually.
Great question.
Let's get the roots.
Let's get the genesis of the situation.
What the fucking story?
Well, it all started at university, as these things do. Came together in a rehearsal space late at night. These were the days where we didn't really know how to play instruments.
Mm.
And we just sit around, maybe have a beer or two, and play the music together.
Did you get together because you were friends at university?
Played
or did you like... Was it someone posted on like a message board at university? Hey, one of us started a band.
We're just having beers.
We went to
beers,
primary
mate.
School together.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a snowball.
Mm-hmm.
One met one,
somebody
two met three, beers. Three met four, a couple of beers.
There were beers, I knew it.
And in the cold Dunedin winter's night.
okay.
yeah.
Reminisce.
Those were the days.
Complete with a reminisce sigh.
Yeah.
Now, the purpose of this feature is we take a back seat and you get to drive the show. Basically, you're guest selecting some music for us. What is the first song that you like to kick things off with this evening, and why have you chosen
it's
it?
Always, it's going
to
be What and Why, What and Why, What and Why.
So my selection tonight has actually been based on songs people have sent me that I've yet to listen to.
That's great.
Most of those are from my bandmates.
That's so good.
So I'll probably...
So we're all going through this together?
Yes, yeah.
Interesting.
And I'll read out the message they sent me.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps the reply I sent to make them feel as if I had listened to their...
Sounds song. Like they're kind of sort of taking the show away from you a little bit as well. Sounds like...
Yeah.
Classic. Are you the bass player?
Yeah.
This is so bass player-esque. Yeah, you're just getting bass player big time here, man.
Yeah.
Fuck.
This is actually them sending requests through like, oh, can you play my song?
Yeah, right? Damn it.
But first song has nothing to do with them, which is nice.
Okay.
This one actually comes from Paddy.
Mm-hmm.
Hill, oh, I think from Roundhead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
What a legend.
Yeah, I was going to meet him for lunch one day, and I was like, what should I listen to? And he recommended this album, Screamadelic.
Yeah, the whole album's a masterpiece for sure. Should we kick it off? Should we just go straight in? You got loaded here.
Yeah,
should we just let's do it, eh? Can't talk about it, not play it.
Yeah,
just
sorry.
What is it that you want to do?
We'll be right back.
We want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded, and we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Knock down all the limits of love. Knock down all the limits of love.
Just what is it that you want to do?
I'm gonna get deep down, I said. I'm gonna get deep down, woo, hey!
We want to be free to do what we want to do.
Primal Scream.
Loaded.
Produced by Andrew Witherall, of course. Powerful old mate that died recently.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go. Rest in peace.
Recommended by Patty from Roundhead to Max from Soaked Oats.
I can imagine them
Patty.
I can imagine them in Roundhead kind of just kind of like deciphering the production.
Yeah.
Sitting behind the Neve. Just like, oh yeah, can you hear that tambourine?
Getting the big speakers pumping.
Right on.
Now you've recently done a session with Paddy.
That makes sense because we're just talking about Paddy.
Did he fly down to the South Island and record you guys somewhere?
He did. He came down to Haast with Tom Haley was there as well. Tom Bell, and yeah, we were just in a big old hall, set up Mr. Tom Bell's studio in this big old hall, and did 4 weeks recording.
Like a community hall, like a big churchy kind of wooden eerie.
Yeah, cold, you know, like warmer outside in the middle of winter than it is inside, even though we've got the fire going.
Well, was there a fireplace inside?
Yeah.
So there's a bit of like crackling fire in the background on the record?
Yeah, a lot of wind, some birds, and a surprising number of cars.
How did it all, going down have you, how's it all kind of gone down, like for cleanliness of recording? Are you guys happy or?
Oh yeah, we're stoked.
Yeah.
We had a blast.
Sweet.
Cleanness of health as well, you know.
Right.
Clean living.
4 weeks is it? That's kind of a stretch, was it? Like full steam 4 weeks or just kind of dipping in and out?
2 weeks full steam.
Yep.
1 week fishing and rowing the boat. Mm-hmm. And then 1 more week of three-quarter steam.
In that order?
In that order.
Okay, rad. So like a week of reflection by the lake. Come back.
Yeah.
Do any tweaks you want to do. That's, I like that.
Absolute reflection.
Did you catch any trout or salmon?
Oh, the sea run trout. So I'm no fisher, but our sound friend Tom is a great trout fisher. And yeah, he took us down to the mouth. Sea run trout just going very well for all involved, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have no reference on how fishing should go, but we caught a lot.
Oh, exciting. It's so relaxing fishing, especially fishing for trout. There's like something about it where you just, everything else stops around you and you just get in the zone of...
That's catching.
What you're doing.
Yeah, it's very relaxing unless you catch a fish.
Catching is great. I'm not into fishing too much.
I feel like my least favorite part is the fish action.
Getting the hook out of the fish's mouth.
Oh, yeah. Once it gets to the shore, it's all over. I'm done.
Hand it over to Tom, mate. Hand it over.
It feels good when you can catch a fish out of a river, though. It feels like you're in a good part of the planet.
Oh, we smoked it, you know.
Shit, yeah.
Buddy.
How many tracks did you guys record?
Probably 12.
Oh, strong.
Yeah. Maybe more to come. Maybe, you know, maybe we'll cut some. We're just sort of, you know, sitting on them for a little bit. Yeah.
Very
all
nice.
Good, though.
Where to on this musical journey, Max?
Henry Francis.
Henry Francis.
Our lovely guitar.
Oh, what?
Player.
Yeah.
Sent me this track by Thorington.
Yep.
Yes.
I Could Die Again.
Yes, released. And his accompanying messages, there's a talented 19-year-old somewhere in Auckland. Then the link, and then under that, he drums for Bing and recorded and mixed all of this.
Drums
and
for
I
Bing.
I responded, what a bit of pud we have here, exclamation mark. But I've yet to listen to it, so we should listen to it, and then I can not be a liar.
Okay, let's get it.
Yeah.
Taking it to Shred Town at the end there.
Whoa. I enjoyed that.
That was great. It's a lovely little pop jam.
Yes.
By a local artist, what was the name of the artist, John?
Thorington.
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 Okay, as in like posh person that thaws things. Got ya.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Now,
would you like me to talk about the next?
Yeah, I knew you guys were going to both talk at the same time. I was like, there's a long little bit of dead air. Everyone's going to talk at the same time. And then it happened. And now I'm dissecting it. I'm not sure if that makes it better or worse.
I'm new to the game, man. You've got to give me... Give me a chance.
John, you go now, John.
Have we talked about... I know we talked about this off air, but did we talk about it on air?
Fuck, you need
your favourite things to do in Epsom? Because you're living in Epsom now.
He doesn't know. He's in lockdown.
Yeah, no, like I do.
He likes looking at hills because that's all he can see from his place in lockdown.
No,
right?
I've been walking up them.
You've come to the land of volcanoes. You know that, right?
I've been hitting the peaks. Yeah, I did it.
There's like 52 volcanoes in Auckland or something. It's crazy.
Yeah. It took me 3 years of coming here to realize that if you just go up the hills, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You're out of the city. You're up on a...
But also, if you ride a push bike, try and stay on the ridge. Otherwise, you're in deep trouble.
Which is your favorite volcano to walk up?
Big King's pretty good. Didn't realize that it's like a big dog park, really. It's great for dog watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty quiet as well. Mount Eden's good.
Yeah, there's a nice road up Mount Eden, isn't there?
It was.
Yeah. New boardwalk being
not allowed up there anymore.
Built up around it, you know? Good spots for observation.
I've had so many joints up that mountain.
Yeah, look, it's got Mount that Eden vibe.
Big time.
the old Kingfisher Strong can lying around in the gutter.
On my way to school ball.
I'd easy roll one up, to be honest. If I'm going up Mount Eden, I'm not going up like... ill prepared. I'm not going up with just a handful of weed and hoping for the best. I'm going up with an intention of getting stoned and having a view about it. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that's why they blocked off the
definitely
the car driving?
Weed so related. It was because all the tourist buses, man. There was so many that used to go up there. It was actually a bit hectic. Sometimes it'd be like three of those huge kind of tourist buses with like lie down sleeper style.
Up the top?
Yeah. And it was just kind of like, man, I'm just trying to come up with my smoker and have a little smoker. You know what I'm saying? It was harshing my buzz hard out.
And you're getting looked at.
Well, I don't
care
about that.
Don't look at me when I'm stoned.
I'm all about
you do.
That. I'm just normalizing at all points. I'm the dude smoking weed on the Rainbow's End roller coaster. That's me. You know.
Now, Max from Soaked Oats. What's the next
Johnny?
Song you've got for us?
Johnny from where? No, sorry.
BFM.
Johnny, this one is from Oscar, and it is by Nina Simone.
Oh my god. Okay.
And going straight to the top here.
The accompanying message has your name in it, although I'm not sure if it was actually directed at you.
Okay.
And it goes, this is in capitals, but there's no exclamation mark, so I'm not sure of how to deliver it.
Okay, just properly.
But it goes, rip it, Johnny. And then there's an expletive, which rhymes with mucking. Rip it. Rip it, Johnny.
Fucking.
Mucking, rip it.
What? It's ripping. Convinced Nina Simone ripping.
Rip it.
You're nothing but a dirty, dirty old man. You do your thinking with a one-track mind. You keep talking about heaven and glory, but on your face is a different story. Clean up your rap. Your story's getting dusty. Wash out your mouth, your lies are getting rusty. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. You never change, always rapping about the same old thing. Something to tell you, I got something to tell you, baby, that you ain't hip to, baby. Blowing minds is a thing of the past. You blew your chance, that's why you never last. You wanna be a graduated mother, but in reality, you're just another brother. You think
you slick, but you could stand a lot of greasing. The things you do ain't never really pleasing. Can't believe nothing you say. I'm around to see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of bull weavers. Same old game, same old thing. Always rapping about the same old thing. Conversation, but peace and love is a famous generation. What's in your head is really started showing. Your conversation is getting kind of boring. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old game.
Mighty Nina Simone there.
Round of applause.
Very much so, very much so. That's just one of those tracks you can just kind of have a little freak out by yourself. I just started chucking my arms around, didn't know what I was doing.
There's no Johnny on the liner notes, so I don't know who Oscar was talking about, but everyone was ripping it.
John pressed play on it. I hope that makes Oscar happy. He kind of ripped it. He ripped it.
Oh, yeah. Bleh.
Over there. I mean, John's called John. Let's just leave it at that.
Riff it, Johnny.
Now, Max from Soaked Oats.
Consider it Johnny. Riff it.
You guys recently did a tour of, semi-recently did a tour of the USA. Did you guys buy an RV when you got there, when you landed?
We did.
What the crap?
How did you know it was in decent condition to do a lap of America?
We had no idea, but we needed, there was only one date we had to make of the 20, and that was the date that had paid for us to get to America.
Mm-hmm.
And by day three of looking for RVs, the time frame of us driving it from Colorado to Toronto was at its very limit. So we just sort of rolled the dice.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out perfectly.
Oh, where in Colorado did you start the tour?
Denver.
Where did you play? What venue did you play in Denver?
We didn't play in Denver.
Oh.
Just had some family there.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, that's great. Let's start there. It's only 1,800 miles from Toronto,
mm-hmm.
we'll buy an RV and drive there, and then we can do the tour on that, because that just made sense.
How many did it sleep? Was it like a decent four
six,
of you, obviously?
Six, yeah, it slept six comfortably.
Oh yeah, cool. So enough room for a couple of guitars and whatnot. Did you guys purchase guitars over there, or did you take your own?
Yeah, no, we bought everything.
Rad. So you got some nice kit that you've got over there from like cool little shops and whatnot, or what was the vibe?
Yeah, lots of some nice guitars, nice bass.
Do tell. What?
Henry got like a lovely Music Master.
Oh yeah, sweet.
In Canada, Os got a Godin. I'm not sure what it is, but it's, you know, it's lovely.
Okay.
And I got a PVT-40.
So everybody was just creaming about buying a new guitar. Obviously.
Pretty much. You know, like, you know, we've earned this. We're going. We're doing it.
What about drums?
Yeah, bought a whole drum kit.
Oh wow. Okay.
Bought amps. Bought a Fender Princeton.
Oh shit.
A Blues Junior. Bought a Backline 600 bass amp. Yeah, we had full Backline, so we could just, when we met people along the way, we just go and play in their living rooms.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
Which was great. But yeah, ended up sleeping about 11 on the RV.
Did you play a couple of cool little sort of house parties?
Yeah, so many good ones.
Where did you find was the best sort of area that was kind of just down to jam?
California was pretty good.
Right.
The whole West Coast, really.
Right.
Sort of, from LA up.
Cool.
We just met people along the way who'd send us on to the next one.
Yeah,
America gets such a bad rap, but
it's huge.
There's so many good people over there, and they definitely are so warm and accommodating, you know, when you meet the right people, and they just do a fantastic job of hosting, don't they?
Oh, it's so good. You know, just come sleep, you know, get everyone in, sleep in, we'll make your burgers, we'll, you know.
Do you ever
park your RV for a couple of days till the police get you to move?
Any crazy parties, best parties?
Oh, yeah, we got invited to play on this island just off of Seattle.
What?
So we took the RV over on the ferry, paid for one passenger, and just had 10 people hiding in the back of it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Does the RV have a name, by the way?
Yeah, it was called the Driftwood.
Yes!
Yeah.
Going across to the island in the Driftwood.
Yeah,
I love that.
Pretty much. And then we showed up, and it was just this big barn. And this guy had invited the whole island. There's probably like 150 people. Mm. But they had all this amazing backline and a PA set up. And
fuck yeah.
It was just this big dusty sort of...
Was it summertime?
No, it was cold.
Oh, it sounds like it's just summertime as hell.
No, okay, it was miserable and cold at that point. But, you know, so it goes.
Somebody's saying...
Started off in summer.
Why didn't they hire the RV? Because buying and then selling it doesn't make sense. Well sometimes things don't make sense, okay, mate?
Did you manage to sell it?
They needed to make the gig, bro. Listen to the story.
So we bought it, and then, you know, we took it all the way around. I think it was something like 10,000 miles. And then we were like, shit, we've got to sell it. So
just
we took
paid
some
for itself.
Crummy photos, put it on Craigslist. And then 2 days before we had to leave, we met these people who just wanted to buy it. And they bought it for pretty much the same price we paid for it.
No harm
done. And then dropped us at the airport with all our gear.
No, you just see it. That's great. Great result.
It was lucky. But we made it, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's a good trip.
Very nice. Oh, everyone was... We've got another song in front of us. Opossum, legendary short, brief New Zealand band.
Yes. So Connor sent me this with no accompanying message because, you know, that's... Silence is good. It's just the song will speak for itself, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's my cue to push.
Yeah.
opossum.
Opossum right there. No, we're 100% sure that there wasn't a message telling John to rip it or anything like that for that track. Just a regular play it.
Yeah, that was just a play it.
Okay.
I think that's, you know.
No, that's fair enough.
That was Connor, our drummer. You know, he's the strong, silent type.
It's such a type, eh? It's hard to be
you
that type.
You need it, though. You know, when you're just sort of... You have one of those moments and you look over and they're there. And you
go, I feel good.
That was close.
He looked at me. We feel great together.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Especially now, a particular hour of the evening.
Do you have a raft of shows coming up?
Absolute raft.
Soaked Oats. Tour of New Zealand.
October New Zealand tour. Come say hey and we'll play you some new ones.
Where are you playing in Auckland?
Tuning Fork. Yeah.
Ooh,
personal
nice
jinx.
Venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely, man. The
cool.
It's the sound there is spot on.
Yeah, that's what it's about, eh? You want to every now and then you just have a bit of sound.
It wants to sound good. That's what you want.
Well, that'd be fun. I actually went to a show there the other day, so.
What did you go see?
With you a bit. The Butlers.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We've had the Butlers
from
on the show.
Christchurch, yeah, they've played here in the studio.
And There's a Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Familiar with There's a Tuesday?
Yes.
They're also South Islanders as well, aren't they?
Yeah, Christchurch. Mm-hmm. Christchurch based. Sumnerites.
Mmm.
Yes.
Are you guys hitting the summer festival circuit as well? Are you got some shows lined up around New Year's?
Yes. Oh, not sure what we're doing for New Year's yet. But we've got some, you know, in January.
Mm-hmm.
Got Sound Splash.
Which is Raglan.
Which is Raglan. Mm. Which looks good. I'm not... What else is... I'm not sure what I'm meant to be saying here.
Okay. So you can just say, oh, there's heaps, but
there's
they're
heaps
under embargo.
Spin it, yeah. Johnny.
Rip it,
John.
Tour of Bombora down at, you know, somewhere near Wellington. What else have we got? Come see us in October and we'll tell you then.
Okay.
So what has been done with these records recorded in this building?
These records recorded in what building?
This recording session that you had with Patty in this building. Is that where's that at?
On multiple hard drives.
Yeah, right. No, that's good. Always so back up your stuff for sure.
Yeah. You know, bit of lyrics to be finalised by Oscar Orman Mine.
Okay.
Yeah. A little vocal session.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a few overdub evenings. Maybe even a bit more live tracking.
I'm feeling like 4 months or so.
Yeah, come out next year.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, exactly. When you want it to be out.
When all this 2020 is fucking over with, eh?
Yeah, pretty much.
2020, are you good? Okay, good. We can restart our fucking lives.
Oh, yeah.
Now we've got some Armanaz teed up.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's dipping their toe in the Zamrock pool, and this is kind of where you start. This is from the record Africa. That's absolutely splendid.
True. Yeah, this was just Spotify taken over today.
Happens.
When you messaged through, and I was like, this is cool. Pop this on here.
Wise choice. Should we hit it? We should hit it and come back with the Soaked Oats real quick.
Yes.
Okay.
So, hold the line.
Thank you. I'm the road you've taken, there's no end. Call my friend, come back to me. Call my friend, cause I'm gonna miss you. Call my friend. The world is full of misery. On the road you've taken, there's no end. Call my friend, come back to me. Call my friend, cause I'm gonna miss you.
Just discussing the potential Zamrock Dockers. If anybody knows of a good Zamrock Docker, let us know, 5395. I don't think I've seen a good one. I would like to get the full history on how it all went down. In my brain, a Sabbath record, a Led Zeppelin record, or a Jimi Hendrix record, and a fuzz pedal just washed up in Africa somewhere, and then they started making the music. But I'm sure it's more complex than that.
I feel like you've got the ins. I'll bring the camera. We'll go over there and make a guerrilla-style documentary.
We'll just be pests, man.
Yeah.
We'll just be real annoying.
You and I in a sidecar.
Yeah, they went to Africa. I don't know what happened to them. That's how that story went down. Now, we almost wrangled a brand new Soak Notes out of you that you're going to send us via email, and we thought, no, it's probably for the best that you just sit on it a little bit longer and let them bubble away.
Yeah.
But we have got a strong selection of Soak Dogs tracks up here, and we've got a couple live from Laneway. You're interested to hear coming up live at Laneway 2020. Do you remember playing that? Do you think it was a good set slash song? Remembering stretch, man.
Yeah, it was. We ripped it.
Solid.
No, go on. Let's have a listen. That's why I want to have a listen. I can't remember.
Well, we should probably actually just say our goodbyes before we hit the track and touch base as to when we're going to see Soaked Oats. Do we have those stats in front of us, John?
Tuning Fork in October.
Okay.
Get your tickets 24th.
Now. Oh, Lee Sawmore on the Sunday.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Which would be nice if you're feeling like a little bit more of a chilled one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that sounds mint.
Come have a quiet beer.
Awesome.
And, yeah.
And keep an
Thanks
eye.
Thanks for having me.
Keep an eye out for a brand new Soaked Oats record in the new year, 2021.
Right on.
Yes.
Thank you for giving us your time, Max, and say hi to the rest of the band when you talk to them. And we look forward to seeing everybody out in public and, you know, hugs and all that shit.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Sweet, bro.
Thank you very much.
He's coming up live at Laneway. Later, bro.
Bye now.
Feel the chill. What's Cooking on 95 BFM.